Right, let's get to the first question then. Right, question number one, which has come via voice note. Here it is.
When are the EIS and other unions striking?
When is the strike taking place? Because I thought it was Thursday. I've got a mate who's told me in Coventry or somewhere they're striking today. What can you tell us about the days of the strike?
Okay, so this is really important, and I am going to correct you on something you said earlier about how it depends on what strike, which union you belong to.
Please.
In fact, we've only got one union that is striking, and that's the NEU, National Education Union.
Thank you.
And they are the only ones who got the mandate for the strike. The other unions are considering reballoting because one didn't meet the threshold and the others were holding off to see what the negotiations came up with. Now, because the negotiations aren't going brilliantly, it looks like they're going to ballot again. So NEU at the moment, only ones who are striking, and these are the dates. In London, they're striking on Thursday, the 2nd of March, and then there's going to be a national strike for all members in England and in Wales on the 15th of March and the 16th of March. That's Wednesday and Thursday, 15th and 16th of March coming up. And then we've got tomorrow on the 2nd of March, everybody in London, but also the South East and the South West. And Wednesday today, that's where my daughter's school, they're on strike. So we've got the East Midlands, West Midlands and Eastern are striking today. So that's the strikes. The important ones for people in London to remember tomorrow, the 2nd of March, and then Wednesday, the 15th of March and Thursday, the 16th of March.
That 15th and 16th seem like popular days to have a strike. So we've got a budget on one of those days and we've got a transport here. We've got one of the unions striking on the tube, as left. Second question for you, Gráinne.
How much do teachers get paid?
So this speaks, I suppose, to their pay demands. They get quite well paid, don't they, apparently?
So we're going to talk about London pay because that's the most relevant for your audience, because the teacher pay varies depending on where you are in the country. It also varies depending on how long you've been in the classroom. Unlike other jobs where you go in on one pay and then you negotiate it, you know, and then each year you might get a pay rise depending on teachers' pay is very different. So you go in at one level and then you progress up the pay scale until you reach the top of the pay scale and then you stop there. So in London, on the fringe of London, so that's the sort of outer areas of London, thinking about places like Brentwood and Minster, the outer, I'm trying to think of my geography now, they start on 29,344. So that was the pay uplift. They had an 8.9% increase and they now start on £29,344 a year. And as they progress up the pay scale, they'll eventually get to £44,919, and that's after about 7 or 8 years in the classroom, then they'll pay will go up. If you're in outer London, you start on 32,500, and then that goes up to 48,000. And if you're in inner London, you start on 34,500, and then eventually, after many years in the classroom, you'll go up to 53,500, and you won't go above any more unless you get a promotion and get a head of department or, you know, middle leadership type role. But that's the most you could ever earn. You won't ever earn more than that as a classroom teacher.
Okay, one more by way of WhatsApp, and then I've got a couple of written ones for you. Number three.
Will my child's school be closed on strike days?
Well, you would know that by now, wouldn't you?
No. So, with strikes, teachers do not have to tell their head teacher that they are striking in advance of the strike day. They do have to let the union reps will tell the head teacher how many members of the teaching union, which is striking, have members in that school. So they'll know how many potentially could go on strike. But if you're not in a union, you can also strike. So the number of teachers that will be striking on strike day won't really be clear until strike day. So the head teacher's got to make a decision about how much cover they likely will be able to get in. And that's not always possible because supply is really tricky to come by and often supply teachers won't want to cover a strike because that undoes the work of the person who's chosen to strike and lose that day's pay. So that's quite contentious. So you might have an idea, your head teacher might have said to you already, you know, this year group might be closed, or
both of my children, we've been told both schools that they'll be striking, but generally they don't have to.
Yeah.
In terms...
No, they don't have to. And after the last strike... Yes. Oh, sorry.
No, you go in. Sorry, there's a delay. Sorry, apologies.
After the last strike, where there was lots of people being covered and they collapsed year groups, teachers are saying to us now they're less inclined to let the head teacher know in advance that they are striking and are leaving it up to the day itself, because they don't want the loss of salary to go, to had no purpose, to cause more disruption, to not let the head teacher know.
Gwanya, thank you for doing this. I've got two quick questions, which might tell you the type of person I am, right? So first one, what about vulnerable pupils and key workers' children?
So there are, in the guidelines that schools are given, they're told, you know, to think about those pupils and think about provisions for those pupils. So head teachers will of course be taking those pupils into account and will be getting in contact with certain families. There is an obligation of schools for safeguarding, so of course that's really important. Key workers' children, that's not in the guidance, so that's not something that they need to necessarily think about. But if you are a parent who has those sorts of issues, I would recommend that you speak to the school, speak to your head teacher. And I think that covers it. Yes, so there's no obligation for schools to stay open to those children. It's not like the lockdown or the pandemic when we did things like that. But in the guidance, it does make head teachers aware that they need to think about the needs of those families. And so they'll be speaking to families that they know that might have particular problems with the school being closed. And if you're a parent who's really struggling, I would recommend that you speak to your head teacher.
And it's on that I'd end with you. I mean, we had a massive announcement, a huge cost in London, that the Mayor of London was providing primary school children with free meals. He, like I, was a free meals kid, and I understand all that means. What happens to children presently who are on free school meals?
So universal free school meals is different. So if you're on free school meals because you qualify for them, then you're still provided with the meal that day, and you should get in touch with your school to see how they're going to be organizing that. But universal free school meals, which are provided to, you know, all families regardless of income, that's not necessarily going to be provided. If you want to find out if it is being provided in your school, speak to your head teacher. But generally, that those meals are not being supplied to families. But the families who are free school meals because they're entitled to it, because they because of their income, then speak to your head teacher and see how they're arranging it. You might have already been contacted about it. I know from schools that I've spoken to, they've already communicated that to parents.
Point us in the direction of the website. I'm pretty sure you'll have more information on there.
We will. So if you go to www.tes.com, we've got all the up-to-date strike news on there. And we've got a daily blog that's being updated live with all the information you need to know.
And finally, because I have an inquisitive mind, what are you doing? When have you worked out the plan? Because yours is a different day, but have you worked out doing?
That was today. So I was meant to be in the office today, and now I'm not. And my daughter is at home, and I've, you know, she's already had a...
Does this constitute work, Gwanya?
<It's constitute. laughs> she's already had lots of maths lessons today. She's done lots and lots of maths.
We're not judging. Thanks for doing this for us. I really appreciate it. Look after yourself. We'll talk again really, really soon. That's Ms. Hallahan, Gwanya Hallahan, a recruitment editor and senior content writer at the TESS, which is formerly the Times Education Supplement.